You're listening to SBS News.
Novak Djokovic has defeated Dominic Thiem in a 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4 thriller to clinch an 8th Australian Open crown and reclaim the world number one ranking. Under siege for much of the four-hour match, the defending champion found himself behind after three sets for the first time in eight finals at Melbourne Park. But after capturing the decisive break in the third game of the final set, the Serb locked down the match to secure his 17th Grand Slam title. Djokovic has praised the Austrian's efforts.
Dominic, is a fantastic tennis player that plays with tremendous amount of power in his shots, especially from the forehand side. He uses his slice really well, so he disrupted my rhythm in my game at one point, and he was a better player. I mean, he one point and probably one shot separated us tonight.
In the women's final, American 14th seed Sofia Kenin claimed her first major title win with a come-from-behind victory over Spain's two-time Grand Slam winner Garbiñe Muguruza. Fighting back from a set down, Kenin overwhelmed the Spaniard to claim the second set before fighting off three break points to prevail in the third.
Kenin is the Australian Open champion.
The breakthrough win means Russian-born Kenin will move to world number 7, leapfrogging Serena Williams to become America's highest-ranked female player.
It's sinking in slowly, but this is just like a dream come true. I'm just so happy. This is such a privilege to be here, and just to have my name on that beautiful trophy is an honour.
The 21-year-old collected $4.1 million in prize money for the triumph. Dylan Alcott won his 6th straight Australian Open title in the men's quad wheelchair singles, with victory over Britain's Andy Lapthorne in straight sets. Alcott paid tribute to the tournament's inclusivity in his victory speech.
Tennis honestly saved my life. It really did when I was younger. And the Australian Open single-handedly changed my life. It really has. And it's the most inclusive of the Grand Slams.
In the men's doubles final, Australian pair Luke Saville and Max Purcell went down in straight sets to Britain's Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram of the United States. To football, and the schedule for the Matildas Olympic qualifying tournament in Sydney has been changed for the third time due to the coronavirus outbreak. Match days 2, 3 and 4 have been moved back, with the Chinese team still in isolation in Brisbane. Australia coach Ante Milicic says his side is determined not to let the issue distract them from their Olympic qualification dream.
We've been prepared for all scenarios, the staff and the players together, so we're confident that the squad is in a good place at the moment.
In the English Premier League, Liverpool became the first team in English top-flight history to open up a 22-point lead at the top of the table after a 4-0 win over Southampton. During its remarkable run of form, Jurgen Klopp's side has won 20 straight home games and collected 100 out of 102 possible points. But the manager isn't quite buying into the hype surrounding his side.
Look, it's just, and I promise you I don't lie, we don't feel that. We just don't feel it. It's not today before the game, my main feeling is I'm concerned.
Liverpool was one of just four teams to collect all 3 points in match week 25. Bournemouth, Sheffield United and Everton were also winners. Manchester United's $90 million signing, Bruno Fernandes, had 5 shots on goal in his club debut against Wolverhampton, but was unable to convert.
Well, that would have been a fairy tale start to his Manchester United career.
The scoreless draw with Wolves means United have now taken just 4 points from 5 games, remaining in 6th place. In the A-League, Melbourne City's 3-1 loss to Adelaide United on Saturday came at a heavy cost, with new signing Jack Hendry suffering a serious knee injury. Playing his first match since coming to United on loan from Scottish giant Celtic, his stint looks to have been cut short after the 24-year-old went down in the dying stages of the loss. In other games over the weekend, Perth Glory and Melbourne Victory shared the points, while the Western Sydney Wanderers defeated the Central Coast Mariners. In the NBA on Saturday, the Los Angeles Lakers played their first game since the deaths of club legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna in a helicopter crash. In an emotional pre-game tribute, LeBron James put down his notes to speak from the heart about his former teammate.
I want to continue along with my teammates to continue his legacy, not only for this year, but as long as we can play the game of basketball that we love, because that's what Kobe Bryant will want. So in the words of Kobe Bryant, Mamba out.
The Lakers lost the game to the Portland Trail Blazers before bouncing back to defeat the Sacramento Kings on Sunday. In the NBL, a leaking roof forced the Illawarra Hawks home game with the New Zealand Breakers to be abandoned on Sunday. The Breakers were leading by 13 points when the rain began pouring through the roof in the third quarter. With referees deciding to stop play as a result, New Zealand was awarded the win. In other games, the Perth Wildcats sealed their final spot with a win over Sydney Kings. The Adelaide 36ers defeated South East Melbourne Phoenix, while the Brisbane Bullets moved closer to securing a final spot with a dramatic home win over Melbourne United. Australia's women's cricket team bounced back to beat India by 4 wickets in their T20 tri-series clash against India on Sunday, following a defeat to England on Saturday. Elise Perry starred with bat and ball in the win over India in Canberra, taking 4 for 13 and smashing a quick 549 as the hosts reeled in India's total of 103 in the 19th over. Australia are on top of the tri-series table, courtesy of net run rate. Amy Hall, SBS News.